Friday, April 16, 2021, 8:33 a.m. I haven't been painting much this past week. I have been trying to get my garden in. So at the break of dawn, I'm out there digging stuff and turning dirt over and planting stuff. Besides having to water some stuff that needs to get watered, since we're kind of like in a drought pattern right now. Out front is looking pretty dry, so that's okay with me. I've got my California poppies growing out there, not a bunch of them, but enough to kind of give a spattering of color out there. And it's, you know, I just keep those pretty much watered. Because if I didn't water them, if I hadn't been watering them for the past, month, they would not be giving us any color at all. So, anyway, so what else? That's pretty much it. Haven't been painting. I'd like to paint. I think I will, I'll paint tomorrow, Saturday. I won't have to water. I watered everything today, and I'll skip a day. And then Sunday is going to be a hot day, so I'll definitely water on Sunday, and then also again on Monday. It won't hurt to water Monday too, but maybe not as much. So I've got a wide variety of tomatoes planted in my garden. A couple of early girls, a big beef, something called the Purple Prince, I think. German Queen, some kind of sandwich slicer. They had all sorts of different types of names on these things, but the Ace 55 or something like that. I don't know. So we'll see how they all work. I've got patty pert squash out there. I've got yellow squash out there. I've got lemon cucumbers. I've got some kind of fuzzy Armenian cucumbers that are growing. I'm going to plant some okra. I was working on that patch yesterday, turning it over, and I've been watering it to see what kind of weeds are going to grow out of there. And then I'll pick them out. I've got some very invasive weeds coming out of my garden. I've got nutty sedge growing in there, and it's tough to get rid of. And there's really no getting rid of. You can try to stay on top of it, but it's from season to season, and it's just not going to work. So let me make this a short one. I really haven't got much to say. I don't know what's going on with these political people. They think they're fooling everybody, but they're not. You know, maybe just the people that are dumb. You know, Democrats want to pack the court, and they want to get rid of the filibuster. And that's the filibuster is the only thing that's really keeping bills bipartisan. Okay, if you're gonna just pass whatever you want there and not have the elected representatives of certain states have an input, then it's just a tyranny, okay? This way, with a filibuster, then you can say, okay, we're going to compromise now. Okay, we won't do it. We won't do something this radical. We'll, either way, you know, left or right, we'll kind of back off and see what happens. You know, or back off and to where the point where we aren't unsatisfied and you're not unsatisfied, but you're really not, you know. You really don't get each one of what you want, but that way, the law, whatever law gets passed, at least people will generally be satisfied with what's going on. And yeah, packing the court, you know, that's just an endless back and forth. The court itself is that just makes it a political entity, you know. Just leave it as it is and just suffer with whatever they're doing, you know, okay? Because there was a time there where there were a lot of liberal justices, you know, and we still survived. Right now, there's a lot of, not Republican, but conservative justices. And some of them are even consistently seem to vote on the liberal side. So, you know, it works out either way. There's no need to do something as radical as that and change it into a political body. Right now, you know, I have a problem with either the presidency or the Congress, and the courts, even when they were liberal for me, or even too conservative for me, have been something that is, oh, okay, you know, I can deal with, I can live with that. I'm not dissatisfied with the court either way. So, but yeah. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, if they're stupid enough to do that kind of stuff, it's just going to be a boomerang back to the Trump type people. And, you know, so nobody will be happy with that either. So have a good one, and I'll try to post something again if I'm not too busy.